a heartwarming story in the north of Israel. After nearly 2 years under evacuation and missile threat, a piece of Israeli history is opening its doors once again. The Leshansky Hotel in Metula, overlooking Israel's northern border with Lebanon, has survived wars, political shifts, and now direct fallout from the recent war with Hezbollah. And I'm joined on the phone by Rabbi Elchanan Pupko, who is a writer, educator, and an 11th generation rabbi. He joins us from the United States, and his family was directly involved in building the town of Metula 120 years ago. Rabbi, it's such a pleasure to have you on the phone and to talk for once, at least on an upbeat and hopeful story. Can you start off by telling us, what was your family's connection with the town of Metula?
So my family came to Israel, the Leshansky family came to Israel in 1890 and helped build the city of Metula. Now, when you speak to the pro-Palestinian crowd, they can't tell you what river and what sea. But thankfully, the pro-Israel crowd knows that if you look at Israel's northern map, there's like this huge finger coming out of Israel's map. And the reason that finger exists, the reason Israel has the Hermon Mountain, the reason Israel has Kiryat Shmona, is because of very devoted Jewish people who built the cities of Tel Chai, of Metula, of Kiryat Shmona. And that's my family, the Lishansky family. They've been farming the same land for 120 years or so, and they've had this hotel since 1934. And the first time it closed down was when Hezbollah launched its attack on October 8th. And so while there's a huge amount of destruction in the city now, they reopened their hotel, and they're up and running right now, even though a lot of the area is still very damaged from the attacks of Hezbollah.
This hotel certainly is a symbol of resilience. What do you think it represents in the broader story of Israel's north?
I think it represents the fact that, wars come, wars go. There were the British, the French, they even were there during the Ottoman Turkish Empire. And Hezbollah can try and launch whatever war they want on Israel, but the people of Israel are sitting strong on the land, and we're not going anywhere.
The owner of the hotel, Yisrael Leshansky, is your family. I mean, you speak about the Leshanskys. Where did they come from? And do you have any idea why they would have thought to open a hotel on the border between Israel and Lebanon, which are two countries at war?
It's interesting. The hotel was built there in the place that in the 1920s, the British and the French fought who's going to get the area. And originally, it was thought it would be given to the French because the French got Lebanon. But the French and the British said, look, there's these Jewish people living there, and they are connected to the land of Israel. They are not going to be part of Lebanon, no matter what you guys say. And so they're very connected to the land. There's a deep, deep connection to the land. And yeah, like I said, people will come, people will go. The people of Israel are, this is our land.
Many people in Israel are still hesitant to return to the north of the country. Why do you think Leshansky chose to reopen the hotel now? What kind of message does that send?
I think the message is one of resiliency and continuity. We have been there, we'll stay there. And there's still a huge amount of damage, but there's also the ideology. If any of your listeners are going to Israel, I would urge them to go to the north, to go to the kibbutzes around Gaza, especially where they try and hit us hard. That's where we are going to double down, we're going to triple down, and we're going to rebuild. That's the Jewish answer. After the Holocaust, none of us sought revenge. We sought to build, and that's what we'll continue doing.
Rabbi, have you yourself been to the Leshansky Hotel? And when you were there, were you aware that it was your family's hotel and the history behind it?
I was there when I was actually my cousin Yossi Goldberg used to be the mayor of Metula, and yeah, yes, I've been there. I'm connected. I'm actually sitting now with a rabbi from Israel, who's also come to rally support for the people of Israel, and been there, and will continue to be.
What Baba, what role do you think tourism and places like your family's hotel play in a post-conflict recovery and morale?
I'm sorry, what was that?
What role do you think tourism and places like your family's hotel play in post-conflict recovery and morale?
Look, the intention of terrorists is to make people afraid, to ruin people's faith in a land. They want to drive people away from the land. They want to take away people's hope that it's a psychological warfare. It's not just physical warfare. So normalizing, making sure that people know that life will continue as is, I think that in and of itself is a way of fighting back. It's like we always say, Am Yisrael Chai. Even if things are tough, even if things are difficult, the normal life is ultimately the answer.
And I know the hotel well, because when I reported from Israel, whenever we were up in the north, obviously the town of Matula, when there was confrontations between Israel and Lebanon, would be taken over by journalists, and a few of us would find our temporary home in the Leshansky Hotel. So for any of you who are going to be in Israel, go to Matula and have a look at the Leshansky Hotel that has a little bit of Rabbi Elchanan Pupko's family reflected in it.